Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.
What if my power goes off? What if my power goes off?
Well, I do want to
tell you
about
that. You see how much rain we're getting? I'm waiting for my power to go off.
Well, it could. Actually, it could. Center Point can't handle the drizzle. So there's a good chance that you're going to have a power outage sometime soon. Listen, we still got the whole fall. Bronco Power Boost is here for you. If you can't have a generator or generators are too expensive. And oh, by the way, generators, you got to have a gas to them. You got the carbon monoxide. There's a lot of downside to it. Oh, and not even downside. There's a lot of HOAs that won't allow them because of the noise. There's a lot of strip malls. For those you businesses out there, the Bronco Power Boost is the way to go. There is a place here, a poker room. I don't want to mention which one, but there's a poker room that has 12 power boosts right now. They want one for here, they want one for there. It's incredible, but they're going to stay open. I'm going to tell you this, if power goes out, they're going to be there because they got Bronco Power Boost. You're looking for a great way. How about this? It's a lot cheaper, 30% discount because the government is going to give you rebates. And how about no maintenance at all? No maintenance whatsoever. So your power goes out, you got Bronco Power Boost there for you. BroncoPowerBoost.com. Let's talk right now about back to our Houston Astros for a second, okay? And then we'll get to the quarterback pay situation. Our Astros, those of you just joining us, our Astros win 8-1. Seattle lost again. Seattle's terrible. Seattle is terrible right now.
They've lost. So they're 8-17. I went and looked at this. They've lost 8 of the last 9.
No.
They're 8-17. They have been swept by the Angels twice. The only game they've won in their last 9 has been the Astros. That's it. They've lost to the Angels, swept by the Angels, and then the Astros, they lost 2 of 3.
They're just bad. They're just a
bad,
they can't hit.
Bad
They're just
team.
A terrible team and terrible people too. So, yeah. Oh, remember when they said, "Oh, it's always good." Cal Raleigh. You know what started this slide? When
what?
Cal Raleigh said, "Oh, it's always good when the Astros lose."
Yeah.
That's what started their slide.
Jesus loves the Astros.
He does.
I figured this out.
Yep. Yeah.
It seems like Jose Altuve is suffering for the sins of others, you know, when they were cheating. And Jose Altuve is, I don't want to say Christ-like, but he's...
Wow.
Like I said, he suffers...
This is not...
What about all this? Jose Altuve, is he being persecuted by people?
Yeah.
Is he being persecuted by people?
This is not...
Is he being persecuted by
people?
Yes,
but I was looking
Is Jose Altuve always positive and have messages of love for kids and people like that?
So we were
he signs baseballs for people who hate him.
We're watching a game yesterday, and Jose Altuve had 3 hits. And my buddy goes, "Oh, I think he can catch Rose." And I was like... I thought so, too.
It's not.
I thought so, too.
He'll run the map.
But he had injuries. He's had injuries, and he had COVID. So he didn't have COVID, but he had COVID in his life. There was COVID, which limited the number of games. Well, last year, he only played 90 games. he 48 in 2020 when there were only 60 games. He's missed some games, and that's a lot of hits. When you miss 100 games in 2020, 100 games, is that's a lot of hits that you're going to lose. Not that he would have challenged Rose anyway. Maybe I was a little overzealous in my prediction that at some point he was going to catch Pete Rose.
It's not even close. You have to play for an eternity at an unbelievably high level.
Rose, what age did Rose retire?
43?
45. Wow. 45 he retired.
That's not possible.
With how many hits?
Oh, what is it? 46?
42-56.
Yeah.
42. Do you know that Jose Altuve just passed the halfway point of his hits? Jose Altuve is at 2170.
I never thought Jose Altuve could hit that.
No, I did.
That's an untouchable mark.
I did. I thought at one
Why?
Point.
Why?
Because
he's not going to play that long. And,
and
Pete Rose, back then there were no injuries. Remember in the 70s and 80s when no one got hurt ever?
Right.
There was no Tommy Johns other than Tommy John?
Well, he started at 21. Pete Rose started at age 22. Pete Rose, however, do you know how many times has Jose Altuve had 200 hits?
He had it three times.
He's had it four times.
Oh, four? Okay.
Four times. He's led the league times. In hitting for. He led the league in hits for four straight years.
He had
years.
Three times in a row, right?
Four times in a row.
He had 200 four times in a row?
Yes, four times in a row, and that's it. From 2014 to 2017, he had 200 hits, and he hasn't since.
But, you know, here's the other thing.
Or before.
This is why no one can ever touch Rose. Players get, they know more about load management, so they'll get time off as well. So Pete Rose didn't get time off. Go look at the back of his baseball card.
Yeah.
You can't see it. It's the font is so small. But go look at the games played
for games
Pete Rose.
Well, the games played, he played in the maximum number of games five times. And he was 157, 136, 162, 156, 148, 149. I mean, he did not miss time.
Mm-mm.
Dude was there. Who has a higher batting average, Pete Rose or Jose Altuve?
Oh, I'll say the longer you play, the lower your batting average goes. I'll say Tuve.
Yeah, Tuve does, 307 to 303.
Pete's lifetime 303.
303.
Huh? Man.
Which is
serious.
Yeah. Because as many hits as he's had, but he did play for 25 years, 24 years.
That's impressive to hit 300 when you're playing that long. What's the most strikeouts he had in a single season, Pete Rose?
The most strikeouts he had?
He was a contact hitter.
He had 106 in 74.
Did he really?
106.
Wow.
But every other, that's the only time. Dude, that's pretty good. 100 year. One
but
year
back then
of 100
strikeouts.
Strike
out as much.
No.
I'm going to tell you what's crazy. So I went and did this research either a week ago or 2 weeks ago. You know, right now the pitching is ahead of the. Would you say pitching's ahead of hitting?
Yes. Oh, okay. Absolutely.
All right, let's take a look at this. Over the last, I'm just going to use a 10-year sample size from 2014 to 2024, just a flat 10-year sample size. In 2014, the average batting average in the American League was 253. I'm gonna read now in ascending order, 15, 16, 17 batting average. It was 253 in 14, 255, 257, 256. We're cruising along, 249, 253. Once you hit 2020, now that's COVID year, so whatever, 243. But after that, 245, 242, 247, 240 this year. It's the lowest it's been. It's the lowest batting average. Well,
we don't care about batting average anymore, though. Remember?
No, but it gets to the point. It's the lowest batting average ever. I can't find a lower batting average. I'm back to 75.
In the modern day?
No, it's the lowest batting average since 1972, 239. The OPS in 2014. Now you would say, okay, well they've given up batting average for home runs.
Right.
And home runs is going to bring more OPS. 2014, the OPS was 706. This year, it's 707. Now, listen to what it did. In 14, it was 706. Then it went to 730. That was kind of an outlier year, actually. This is the lowest year. 14 was the lowest year because before it, 730, 731, 725. Outlier, 706. Then it went 730, 744, 753, 734, 762, 733, 733,
wow.
701 in 2022, 729, and then this year is 707. Slugging percentage.
So it did go up. The OPS went up.
Yeah, the 706 was the outlier, right, because even before it was 25, 31, 30, 34. What I'm saying is the OPS, if you go all the way back, you have to be careful about going back too far because you get into steroid.
Todd is right. I was looking at walks. No, his max.
Yeah, I was going to say 106.
No, 76 was his max strikeouts.
Yeah.
76. Yeah.
I was
going to
say Rose.
I was looking at, he's right. I was looking at walks. 706.
But listen
and
to this.
Every year he had more walks than he had strikeouts.
If you go to 2008, and 2008 was back when the Astros really couldn't hit well, and it was the amount of home runs per, what is this, home runs per game? Home runs per hit allowed is one home run, 1-1. And it's you know, the slugging was 730 in 2010, the slugging was 734. In 2024, the slugging is 707. The batting average is 20 points lower. The slugging percentage is still 9 points lower. The on-base is lower. Like, the old excuse you used to make was, well, they changed the launch angles and they're hitting more home runs and things like that. The reality is they just don't hit well anymore. And I think is it the hitters? I think it's the pitchers. I think pitchers throwing harder because they throw less innings, so they're going full gas. I think relievers going one inning. I think the spin rates. And I just think right now pitching is ahead of hitting based on performance. I don't know that guys can't hit anymore. I just think pitching, they have specialized. What can you do with hitting? With hitting, you can change launch angles trying to hit home runs. But other than that, you know, would it be better? Are there some teams that are maybe studying, hey, what if we got back to just trying to pile up hits and maybe we didn't play for it? Because the analytics will tell you play for home runs and play station to station ball, don't steal. But more people are stealing now because of the changes with, you know, the pitcher rules. But if you look at these numbers, though, man, it's astonishing how stolen base numbers have gone way up this year as opposed to where they were in the, 2014 to 24. But you just look at the way baseball has rapidly changed. It's a pitcher's league now.
Well, I mean, it started, I remember Bags, I was covering him, back in the 05, 06, and I was in the locker room every day. Bags was like, man, that's when it really started to turn. He goes, when I got in the league, maybe one guy threw 100, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe two guys, maybe threw 100. Now you come in, it's the late innings, and every team has got a couple of guys that's throwing 100. And that's actually happened. Look at Minnesota. Look at Duran. I mean, it is ridiculous how hard guys are throwing. Look at Skeens. I mean, there are multiple guys that are hitting 100 or right there at 100. It's hard.
We've got very quietly got some really crochet. Like, we've got some really good pitchers in the league, too. And it's kind of very quietly doing this, but some really good pitchers. You know, you look at the home run numbers, and they had gone way up. Like, you could see where the analytics, the home run per, you know, the home run per at bat, it was 1.10 in 12, 1.03 in 13, 0.89 in 14. But that's when Leno started to build up the Astros. And I think a lot of this is Astros ball. If you look at the way it changed, the Astros started saying, we're going to hit home runs, we're going to change launch angles, crush city, all that stuff. It went to 108, then 122, 130, 119, 143, 127, 126. This is when everyone changed launch angles. We're changing our approach. It's going to be about hitting home runs. We're not going to worry about strikeout as much. But the last 3 years, 1.05 home runs per hit, 1.20, 1.13. It's come, every single metric has come way down over the last 3 years. Have they changed baseball? Has the pitching just, do pitchers approach this differently? Like, I wonder what's happened the last 3 years where all of a sudden we have a jarring lack of hitting and power and everything.
Well, they did say that the baseball has been blamed, but not the Yankees baseball, but everybody else's baseball.
Yankees baseballs fly out just fine.
Yeah, you're flying out. They're doing okay. They're doing fine. We got a break.
I love seeing Garrett.
When we get back, we'll take a look at what this says. I'm sorry, we teased it. We will perform. What this says, we will perform. We will.
We teased it. We will perform.
I don't think that's what I meant. I think
deliver?
I meant. We'll
deliver.
Deliver.
Are you giving people blue
perform
ears?
Perform is deliver. Same thing, probably. Mm-hmm. It's close.
Not after you say we've teased it, then
we teased it, then we will perform. Mm-mm.
John's giving people blue ears.
Yeah.
Edging towards this topic.
Fluffy.
Maybe you can
fluffy there.
Finish that topic.
Okay. I want to talk right now. I'm sorry, Kent, that you got in this into the middle of this conversation, but this is where you are. This is where you landed.
Well,
sorry,
you
buddy.
You don't have to apologize to him. You should apologize to the Chastangs, actually.
Do I have to apologize to the Chastangs?
Yeah, not Kent.
You're right.
I would apologize to both. I would actually apologize to your listening audience.
I want to apologize to everyone, including the Chastangs, especially the Chastangs, because they're the ones that are set right here in the middle of this where they shouldn't be. Here are the Chastangs are awesome. Matter of fact, I talked to Patrick just a couple of days ago, and we were texting back and forth. I can't be happier, and you won't be happier with what did they do for you. They still have 2023 F-150s on the lot they want to get rid of. They're just like, just take them here. The interest rate is ridiculous. The prices are so low. They want them off the lot. You will benefit from the 2023s, and they're still brand new vehicles, okay? And they'll customize them exactly as you want. I was just with a landscaper that says I buy all my trucks, and he's got a whole fleet out there, and I buy them all from Chastang Ford because I know I'm going to get the best price and I'm going to get the best service as well. I mentioned it a little bit earlier that they'll come to you. You businesses out there that you have a fleet, they will come to you and they will fix your vehicles. They got a mobile unit out there. It just doesn't get any better with their service. It just doesn't. It can't be. So here's the deal. You want service. You want the best price you could possibly get. You want your payments to be where you want them to be. You don't want any add-ons. You don't want any markups. You want to customize exactly how you want it. That's what you get every single time at ChastangFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. The only place to get your Ford on, Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Hey, so we talk a lot about the quarterback situation in the NFL.
We talk a lot of junk, but we mostly don't mean it. We're just playing.
We deliver.
We're just fun.
We're delivering here. Okay. We're delivering here.
Right, tell
we're
me
performing
about your,
too.
Who are the next big quarterbacks to get paid?
Okay, Jordan Love. What do you figure he's going to get?
Well, he wants to go for 60.
Yeah.
I think he gets 52 a year.
The projection is 5 years, 282, 56.5. SpotTrac has his market value at 53.
That's what I'm thinking.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not giving Jordan Love the most money, are you? I mean, honestly.
Why not? I mean, it's his time. CJ, by the time it's his time, will be.
What do you do with Dak?
I really think CJ's going to be close to $70 million. A year, and then you just have
what
to
do you
hope
see
and
what
pray.
They, what do you, what
he
do you
keeps
see? What
loving
they say?
Football.
Okay, what do you think of Dak?
I mean, 90. I don't know. You ain't play this game for real. It's such a dumb game.
55.
Saquon Barkley gets 9 or 10, and then Dak gets 55.
55. Right.
what a weird. And they're okay with this. And the running backs don't beat the quarterbacks' asses. Like the quarterbacks deserve to take. They should almost get an undue amount of criticism now because they're such a big part of the salary cap.
Yeah.
You can't even maneuver. You can't even operate. They've literally taken money away from other positions. This is what's crazy to me. The Players Association doesn't bitch about the, like, they're getting a percentage of the revenue. It's all negotiated. The owners are fair about it because they've been beaten into that type of negotiation, and that's fair. It is fair. But now they're stealing from, they're not stealing from, they are taking from linebackers, safeties, centers, running backs. Like, these guys are all integral parts of, and, you know, quarterbacks are, I would be so mad. If I were on a roster and I'm a running back and I get, Devin Singletary had a good year last year. It's like $4.5 million. And then you're going to have Jordan Love get $56 million. Now, I'm not suggesting, obviously one's much more important, but Singletary's not worse. Like, it should be, quarterbacks should be in the 30s, and you should be making more at running back. It should be a little more equitable. But this has really gotten out of control to the point that we're talking about, you know, who's the first $60 million quarterback, do you think?
They think it's going to be CJ.
See, I think it happens before CJ.
I do, too.
CJ's too far out.
Well, okay, but wait, Brock Purdy, is he going to be it? Is Dak going to be it?
I mean, if you're Brock Purdy's agent, what do you argue?
Well, they say Brock is going to get 57.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And I know Brock's boy listens to the show and everything, and I'll probably get a text from him here quickly. But fact is, come on now. You can't find someone to do what Brock Purdy does in that offense. Really? Did the offense make Brock, or did Brock make the offense? Why are you paying him for Shanahan? How much of that goes to Shanahan? How much of that is going to Ayuk as a kickback and Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey? Like, do they get a kickback out of that for all that they made Brock Purdy? Yeah. There's certain guys who are win because of, and then there's the guys who are win with. Brock Purdy's a win with quarterback. CJ's a win because of quarterback.
How much better would San Francisco be with Dak as their quarterback?
I actually don't think they'd be any better.
You don't?
I don't know.
I think Dak is better than Brock Purdy.
I think he's better than Brock. Now, the Cowboys, they'd be better. San Francisco 49ers.
Much worse would the Cowboys be with Brock Purdy?
I think they'd be worse.
They'd be worse, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just the system is Brock Purdy runs the system well. I don't know that Dak would be on schedule. I don't think they'd be any different with Dak. But the Cowboys would be worse to me. Now, I say that, but do you remember the Cooper Rush was really good with the Cowboys, won a bunch of games? Cooper Rush has the same kind of arm, if maybe less, than your boy Purdy. Like, Cooper Rush is just a highly intelligent quarterback, but they won with Cooper Rush.
Yeah, that is true. CeeDee Lamb deserves to get paid. CeeDee Lamb is holding out, and he's saying, I need mine, because you know what? CeeDee Lamb, I don't know that there's two better wide receivers
than
the NFL.
Who's the better player? CeeDee Lamb or Dak?
CeeDee Lamb.
Without question.
Yes.
Who's better at their position, CeeDee Lamb or Dak?
CeeDee Lamb.
I would agree. But this is where we are, where it's such a massive, like, I don't know what you do to fix this, because CeeDee Lamb is, you know, he's well, quarterback, because it's the most important position, so now it's getting paid like that, right? But where else do you have this? You have max dollar guys in the NBA that can come from any position. In baseball, it can be a pitcher or a hitter. Pitchers make $34, $35 million.
Yeah.
You can be – this is the only sport where only because of the level of importance of the position do you get paid a lot. If that's the case, then what – if you're getting all that for the benefit of the level of position, like, why would you want your son ever to change positions? No. Ever.
Never.
If you desire him to be an NFL quarterback.
Yeah. So, okay – is there a market for Dak if the Cowboys don't come to terms?
Yes.
If they just sat, listen, how well is Trey Lance playing? Is Trey Lance is there a possibility Trey Lance is the answer there?
Maybe.
If they decide, listen, we ain't doing that, Dak. You've not proven anything in the postseason.
Who's going to be the first?
We're a regular season team. We're a postseason.
But you start back at I don't want to say ground floor, but you basically are hitting reset at quarterback. Who's going to be the first team to do that?
That just says
Kyler Murray. The Cardinals wouldn't do it. Where you let a guy go and you draft a guy. I guess we've seen that with Minnesota letting Kirk Cousins walk. Is that
The 49ers let Trey Lance walk?
Yeah, but they weren't. They didn't have a
wasn't like they were committed to him. No.
Or Jimmy Garoppolo. They didn't have. When's the last time you had somebody who's a playoff caliber quarterback? I guess it'd be Jimmy Garoppolo, but Kirk Cousins is the only guy I can think of. Where you let them go and you hit reset. That's the first time I've seen
Packers?
It. Yeah, but they had drafted a first-round quarterback. I mean.
Yeah, but they didn't know he could play.
They did eventually let him go. But it took 2 years of MVP before they did it. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, they didn't know Jordan. They had an idea. Yeah, he was on the roster. It's kind of what you'd be doing with Trey Lance, only Jordan actually had starts.
Dell. If they can't come to terms with Tua, what's the market? Honestly, are people going to be clamoring for Tua?
Yes.
You believe that?
There are enough teams who don't have competent quarterback play that he will get a deal someplace.
Is he a $60 million guy?
Well, he's not. He wouldn't get $60 million from the Dolphins. If they do come to a deal, it's going to be in the $50 million range. At least that's what he wants. He said market value. I don't think from the impression It was now 2 months ago now, so whatever market value is
What's
now.
What's his market?
I think it's the same as whatever
Jared Goff's market is, whatever Trevor Lawrence's market is. That's who he's going to be looking at. Why are those guys getting paid more than me, particularly Trevor Lawrence? What has he done?
Well,
Nothing.
Jared Goff got his team to the NFC championship.
Did he get them there?
Yeah.
Would people say Jared Goff got them there?
Yeah.
No one's saying Jared Goff got them there. No one's
Jared
saying
Goff
that.
Jared Goff is a really good quarterback. Jared Goff is a top 10 quarterback. Tua is not.
But hold on. Tua's numbers would say he is the top 10.
Put Tua on the Bears.
Put Tua on the Lions. Why are we using the Bears as an example?
Yeah.
Well, put him on he's got the most weapons in the league.
And the Lions have a great offensive line, they have a great tight end, they have a great wide receiver. What are we talking about? The Lions have weapons.
No, absolutely. But Jared Goff performed better.
And you know what? What Tua doesn't have? A great offensive line. He makes that offense work because that offensive line
stinks.
Yeah,
the offensive line's not great. Tua's numbers, 29-14. He did throw for 46-24.
He led the league in passing.
Completed 69% of his passes. I mean, you're kind of a known Tua hater.
Yeah.
Like, you are a known Tua hater.
No, I don't want him as my quarterback.
And I think it's an LSU.
You ain't winning
thing.
Nothing with Tua as your quarterback.
You don't know not that. He's 25 years old. You're making determinations on someone who's 25 years
Tua,
old.
Honestly, Tua could be another Kirk Cousins, where the numbers look great.
Yeah.
I mean, Tua's yards per attempt are 8.9, 8.3. He's got tremendous weapons. There's no argument.
No good quarterback outside of Patrick Mahomes doesn't have tremendous weapons.
He went from 3,500 yards passing to he played a full season last year, 4,600 yards
CJ
passing.
CJ didn't have tremendous weapons.
29 yes, touchdowns now. Passing with 4,600 yards is like feels low, though. But some of that comes to the running game. And this is an offense where quarterbacks typically don't throw. Remember with Matt Schaub. Matt Schaub led the league in passing yards, never got to 30 touchdowns because once you get to certain areas of the field, it turns into a running attack with the
zone. Well, he's got really good running backs, too.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe I don't. Now, I didn't love 14 interceptions. 29-14, he's at 2-1. You'd like that to be a little higher. But I don't know why you wouldn't say that Tua's Kirk Cousins. I'm not sure if you can win at the highest level with him, but I know he's going to perform well, and I know the stats are going to look pretty good. But I think that the more I look at him, it's like, wow, he is Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, you hold on to him, duh.
But
you ain't winning nothing.
But you have to keep paying.
Yes, because you know how the NFL works. If you're 26 years old, we all know that your career has been settled. There's nothing that can be done. You're 26. You play
limited.
He's limited, but find the court. Drew Brees is limited. Jared Goff is limited. Jared Goff's not a great talent.
Jared Goff's great talent.
Stop it. We're talking the great talents.
You seen his girlfriend?
I don't care about that. The great talents in this league are Patrick Mahomes. Justin Herbert's a great talent. What has he won? Trevor Lawrence is allegedly a great talent.
Justin Herbert is overrated.
So we're writing the history of a player, their eulogy apparently, for a mid-20s quarterback. Yeah. I know Patrick Mahomes has changed the narrative about what a quarterback is going to be, but that dude's going to go down as the greatest quarterback of all time. So comparing people to him is silly. So, and by the way, the difference between Tua and other young quarterbacks, those guys generally didn't have 2 years of working with a coach who was actively working against them. Brian Flores was working against his young quarterback.
I'm kind of, Bucky Brooks made this argument, and it's good on paper, but when is an NFL team, who's going to be the first team that looks at a quarterback and says, we're going to run an offense where it's not dependent upon a certain type of quarterback so that we can recycle quarterbacks every 6 years if we need to, every 7 years. When is there going to be a quarterback that has an offense? And I would argue that San Francisco has that. I think San Francisco could start anew with the quarterback more than most. I still don't think it's going to happen, though. I still think the devil you know is it's too scary for Miami to think about life after Tua. And let's be realistic. It shouldn't be. With Tyreek Hill.
He's not going to be there forever.
But if you follow the model of surround everyone with a great player, the Troy Aikman model, then how could you not, you should be able to succeed.
You know
if you're accurate and you've got
You guys, I guess, for whatever reason, continue to miss, they didn't build the offense of Tyreek Hill. They built the offense around to a skill set. So what you're going to have to do is either find a quarterback that fits his skill set or then build a completely
Connor
different offense.
I got him. Who? And it'd be a lot cheaper right now.
Who?
Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, I like that. Mm. Yep. I like that.
You're not gonna try to trigger me at Ryan Tannehill. Yep. But see, it's been a conversation for down in Miami for years, or at least the last couple years. How much do you pay him?
No one's cheap anymore. Even Baker Mayfield got 30?
Yeah.
Like Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield's number one, a Heisman Trophy winner, number one overall pick.
I don't care about that. That has nothing to do with
the
NFL. What is he's been? He's primarily been a bust as a first pick. What about Derek? How much does Derek Carr make
for them, though?
How much does Derek Carr make? Like, those kind of guys should be getting $17 million. And then you pay the other players.
Yeah. All right, we got a break. John Daspit, okay. You're going to get paid if you're with John Daspit.
Yeah, you are going to get paid. John Daspit understands how this game works. He says, look, you were injured. You were out in a wreck in the roadway. You're at your workplace, and it's a dangerous workplace. You get injured, and that's what, you know, and they'll tell you, well, that's part of the dangers of it, but we've got insurance to take care of you on that. Well, what does that mean? John Daspit said it means getting to the hospital, getting to the doctors, getting your x-rays, getting your MRIs. Do you know how many people get hurt and they're just like, I don't like going to the doctors. It's too expensive. I can't afford it. You mean you're willing to be injured and live with an injury that doesn't heal because you're afraid? No one should have to do that. And John Daspit wants you to get there. He wants you to find out exactly what's going on. They're going to get it fixed. They're going to get it discovered, fixed. The time that you have to miss from work, that's going to get paid. John Daspit says, look, all the things, all the money that comes out of your pocket or that you're missing out on, insurance is going to take care of that. We're also going to get you taken care of with a very fair settlement for pain and suffering. He wins big for people because a lot of people get, you know, taken advantage of by insurance companies and they don't get fair settlements. That's never going to happen with John Daspit. If you get hurt, first call you should make is 713-CALL-NOW. If you know someone who is hurt, first phone number, 713-CALL-NOW. It's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Kane is in the building.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Eric has a question, wants to get in here. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys, great show. What are the Cowboys going to do with Trey Lance? I heard he's been lining up at the training camp. Would he play Dak during the season if the Cowboys are not doing good? And Petraean, and John, good luck in L.A. We're going to miss you, buddy. I'll hang up and listen.
I'm going to be here. You don't have to miss me.
People believe you are done.
I'm not done.
Some people believe you've retired and that you're going
I've retired a long time ago.
To live in your... Yeah. This is the best of both worlds. You just wake up a little earlier for your retirement. Yeah. Do you play golf all the time?
Yeah.
Do you play poker?
Yeah.
Do you have drinks?
Yeah.
Do you go do things with friends?
Yeah. I'm retired.
And you get paid?
Right. I just start at 10 o'clock. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't start at 8 or 7. I just start at 8 at 10 o'clock. That's all.
Well, anyway. If you're actually retired, well, I guess depending on what you did the night before, if you're actually retired, you probably wouldn't get up to like, what, 8:30?
Right.
Get ready for your round of golf. So either way, about an hour and a half difference between when your life would start if you actually weren't working in.
I bet
now.
You wake up early anyway, don't you? Is your body used to it?
I do. I get up sometimes at 3 in the morning and I'm up for an hour and a half.
What's generally
on a generally weekend? That's how I
Saturday
sleep.
Or Sunday?
Saturday or Sunday. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I go back to sleep though. Yeah.
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 But I mean, what time do you get up on the weekend? Get up.
8.
Okay.
8, 9. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you like a normal human.
Yeah, like normal.
I don't I'm earlier than that. It's hard to when I did sleep until 8:30 the other day, I felt the best I felt probably in multiple years. I had one day on Sunday where it was like this is the best day ever.
Well, when did you go to church?
That's a topic of
what?
Apparently, I was late getting ready, so my wife left me. And then I was going to go at night, and then I went to one where they used to have a 5 o'clock mass, and apparently they don't
anymore.
St. Michael's, they don't. That's the one that Gary Kubiak
St. Michael's
used to
doesn't
go
have?
To.
Yeah, that's where
no,
I went.
That's where I went. I thought they were going to, and so. Instead, I mean, what am I going to do other than go see a movie?
Yeah. Well, wait a minute.
Well, I was supposed to have
Where'd
it.
Where'd you go see?
Long Legs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Not Twisters.
No, I haven't seen Twisters yet.
You haven't seen Twisters? No, I haven't either. But people say it's good.
I saw your boy Kevin. Kevin Costner's stuff didn't get a great review.
No, it didn't.
I feel bad because that guy put all of his money in it.
Everything into it. It's not.
Rotten Tomatoes.
It's basically 48%. A TV show.
Wait, did you watch it?
Yeah, I went.
And how was it?
It was okay. That's all. I'm not going to go pay for the other three.
What? Kevin doesn't like hearing that.
Well, no, I'm not. But it's just a TV.
Kevin needs you.
It's basically a TV show.
Kevin needs you to. So he should have just done it on Paramount again?
Yeah.
With his own.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you. He made a big mistake. It's just a TV show is all it is.
Yeah.
And it's expensive. It's expensive. So I'll wait till it comes out on Paramount or wherever it's going
to
come out.
And you'll watch the next two?
I'll watch it when it gets to my TV. That's when I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, some people liked it. Some most didn't, though. And I just thought it was meh. It was okay. 713-780-3776. By the way, the answer is no, they're not trading Dak in the middle of the season. That's the answer. If Dak gets hurt, they got a capable. I guess they got. We'll find out if Trey Lance can play. When's the last time Trey Lance played football?
I mean, he got really played.
Yeah, he got some snaps.
I mean, he had some snaps in San Francisco, yeah. But really, to be honest with you, it was the COVID. It was not even the COVID opt out year, which is 2020. It was really 2019. His 1 year starters. North Dakota State.
Yeah, that's 5 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's a long time ago. We don't know that Trey Lance can play football. Mm-hmm. We're not sure about it. So, we weren't sure about Jordan Love
Bobby
either,
Sloan
though.
Bobby Sloan really liked him.
Yeah.
He really liked him and said there was an injury that he tried to play through that really diminished him in camp, and they had to, you know, get him right. Now it's just a situation where his coach that I spoke with, his coach, North Dakota State, about their preparation. He was preparing like a pro quarterback. The way he had to cut up tape, the Monday through Thursday stuff that they did, like I was, how sharp he was and intelligent. I just really thought Trey Lance had it all. And so I'm not ready to just quite give up on him because he really hasn't, as you mentioned, he really hasn't had that opportunity just yet. So maybe the coaches there in Dallas have an idea of what he might be capable of. Maybe that has something to do with how they're willing to go with Dak. But I think when it's all said and done, they're not letting Dak walk.
At some point, though, I mean, you got to play. At some point, it's like you're going to start to lose skills, your skill set, because dude, if I'm him, you can't be more frustrated with a career than him.
But who wants him to start? Like now.
Well, I'll tell you this: when Bobby Slowick gets his head coaching job after this season, I wouldn't be surprised at all if he didn't go after him. Yeah,
as a backup,
or maybe he thinks he could turn him into a starter.
But you can't. But you have to do it as a backup, starting first. Like you can't go in with the idea that hey, we're going to sell our fans. My first and only head coaching job. I'm going to put my trust in the guy who doesn't play football for 5 years.
No. But he's going to a place that is probably doesn't have a quarterback, right?
Because yeah, but he's not your.
That job's not open.
He has to be your. Yeah, he has to be your backup model. I don't know. Think of a job that could be open this year.
The Jets.
Let's go to the Jets, and And I think if the Jets end up getting rid of their GM and head coach, Aaron Rodgers may retire because it means it didn't go well.
The Saints.
Saints are one. Yeah, Saints are one. But once again, you'd have to really be in a transitional season to have Trey Lance come in and be your starter. You might have him come in and compete for a job with somebody. More than likely, it's as a backup. See, he's going to need somebody to get hurt and to shine. That's the only entry point forward for him anymore because the way teams and fans demand and owners demand success very fast or you get fired, no one wants to do that. Hey, it's one thing to develop a rookie. It's another to develop somebody else's rookie that they had to get rid of and that, doesn't have experience. Like, who wants to do that?
The Bears, there's a chance if they don't perform this year, Eberflus is gone.
It's Caleb. So there's no quarterback.
There's no job there.
Yeah, but you know what?
What about
and
the
Ryan
Cardinals?
Poles would be smart to hire Bobby Slowick over there for that job for sure.
What about the Cardinals?
I think Cardinals did well last year. Remember, Gannon's only been there for 1 year.
I know. They ain't afraid to pull the trigger on a coach right away.
Yeah, but I don't think they don't actually have the money to do that. They stuck with Cliff for a little bit. They did that but they actually played way better than we all expected last year. I think the Saints are the one that you maybe take a look at. For sure the Jets. That's one of the hottest seats. That's probably the hottest seat.
Yeah.
That's probably the hottest seat going. Tennessee has made a change. Jacksonville could be a sneaky one. Stefanski with the Browns.
Yep.
Zach Taylor with the Bengals?
No. Well, the only time he doesn't win is when Joe's hurt, which is a lot.
Yeah, it's. I wouldn't put that on Zach Taylor. Oh. And that's not a team. That's not an ownership group looking to pay out extra money to a quarterback, to an owner. To a head coach.
Real unfortunate for the Bengals to, you know, pay a fragile quarterback all that money.
Yeah. It's okay when the Bengals do it, but not when the Dolphins do it.
That's right.
845, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Still ahead, John Chill's going to join us, tell us what to bet on at the top of the hour here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking about Dream Rate right now. I'm talking about my man Kent. See, this is a better segment, Kent. You didn't have filth and flarn heading into your spot, so you win. Dream Rate Mortgage. Kent Jones at Dream Rate Loans. He's a listener to the show. He's been in the city of Houston forever. He's 29 years here doing home loans. Call or text. You will have his phone number so you can text him for any questions that you might have. If you got a question about how much you're going to pay if you do buy a house, okay, all you need to know is how much is the house and how much do you have down, and he can figure out, you know, what your payments might be. If you're a first-time home buyer, this is the time to buy. The government is giving you all kinds of incentives to be a first-time home buyer. Stop making other people wealthy by renting. That's what you're doing. You're renting and you're making them wealthy instead of building wealth yourself. When you pay off your mortgage, you have built yourself some wealth there. That's how you build wealth, by owning real estate. Do it. Do it. Do it now. Okay, and do it with Kent Jones, because he'll save you thousands at signing and thousands along the way. It's what he does all the time. He is really, really, really great at this. So if you're looking for that mortgage, he's the ultimate mortgage hookup. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118, equal housing lender.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Astros finish up the road trip with an 8-1 win. Hunter Brown looked good. Hunter Brown gave up 8 hits, which is a lot. But in a walk, but he got out of every situation except one. He gave up one run, and the Astros win it. It was surprising. They were up, you know, they put up a 4 spot in the 7th inning, and then they brought Brian Abreu out. But they got a day off today. And so they got the day off, and they got the Dodgers this weekend. It's funny to see Brian Abreu in that situation. And he didn't have a clean sheet. He gave up one walk. Brian Abreu maybe needs to keep working. When Brian Abreu took a long time off, I think he had at one stretch, he had 11 days. He wasn't the same guy.
It was a 10-day run. I remember that. Yeah. And,
he wasn't the same guy. He hasn't been the same guy since.
Well, some guys, that's what they need. Yeah. They need to constantly be working. Yeah. You know, some running backs need a bunch of carries. Maybe he's the guy who needs to have constant work.
The three guys at the end, though, did their job. No runs by him, Taylor Scott, or Brian King. King might play a role in it with this team.
You know, this is really getting weird with how bad Seattle is. This could turn into a thing where it is the Rangers and the Astros once again.
Yeah.
Because the Rangers haven't played bad baseball. The Astros haven't been great recently.
That's the thing about the Astros were too good to be where they were, and so are the Rangers.
So are the Rangers, yeah. And the Astros, you know, they won 2 or 3 against, but they lost 2 or 3 against the A's. They lost 2 or 3 headed in. Who did they headed into the break? Who'd they lose to?
They lost 2 or 3 to the Twins.
Yeah, but they won 2 of 3 in Seattle, and Seattle's been swept by everyone else. The Angels have swept them twice during a 9-game span. It's been Angels sweep, Astros win 2 or 3, Angels sweep. So they are playing so poorly. The Astros have not actually been like
Texas beat them 2 out of 3.
Red hot.
And Minnesota
recently,
beat them 2 out of 3.
Yeah, they've not been red hot recently, but the Mariners have been so bad that the Astros and they did have a good run in there, but the Astros have caught them. Now, the Astros aren't playing great, but here they are, a game up on Seattle, because Seattle's lost 3 in a row, 8 of the last 9. They're 8-17 in their last 25 games. And so the Rangers could be the team now, because they have been, the Astros and Rangers for much of the year have been like, it didn't make any sense that those two teams.
No.
Well, for the Astros, you had injuries, and that made some sense.
The Rangers, too.
The Rangers have had had it, too.
Now, listen, the Rangers just beat, they swept the White Sox, okay? Mm-hmm. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Rangers, to the Orioles before that, who the Astros slapped around when they were here. But, yeah, they beat two out, they won 2 out of 3. The Rangers have been playing better baseball, but it's been against crap competition. They beat the Angels
like
before the Astros. Not the Astros.
Oh, not crap competition.
Well, not the Astros weren't the crap competition I was referring to.
Okay.
But they swept Tampa before that. San Diego, they lost 2 out of 3. Baltimore, they lost 3 out of 4. Plus, they just lost to them in the second half as well. So the Rangers have been playing good baseball, but they've been playing it against not-so-great competition. Except the Astros.
Ah, because the Astros, what's their record right now? Are they 4 games above .500 out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a game up on Seattle, who's only two games over .500.
Yeah, we may need, I said before, we may need to stop worrying about the Mariners unless they make a couple moves. Just look behind you.
Well, they haven't swept the White Sox yet. They got the White Sox tonight to the Rangers, so this afternoon, 1:35 game. So hopefully the White Sox take care of that business.
That seems likely.
Yeah, it doesn't seem very likely, does it? That's one of the worst teams in baseball history right there. The Texans got in a scrap yesterday at practice. That was all the news. It was between, well, Jimmy Ward hit Stephon Diggs when he was down. Dalton Schultz came in. Derek Stingley came over and got into Schultz's face.
Boom, bada bing.
Yeah. And then, also, we had soccer yesterday. Del, can you explain this?
Not really. If it's weird, Argentina in what was a lot of added time was awarded a goal, and after a long delay,
like over an hour after the game was over,
the goal was taken away from them.
Yes.
So instead of tying Morocco 2-2 and fighting back from being down 2-0. An hour after the game was supposedly decided, it turns out that no, you didn't score that goal. It doesn't count, I mean, and you lose 2-1. And it was like 16 minutes. They scored in the 106th minute, which means 16 minutes into added time, they scored a goal that didn't count. Like, 106 means generally, oh, we're going into extra time. No, this was a group stage game, so there is no extra time. And then
16 minutes they added.
And by the way,
now how much do they lay around on the ground?
It depends if Morocco was delaying, trying to delay tactics. But initially it was supposed to be 13 minutes of extra time. So even with that, there are a lot of delays in that game. And then it went 3 minutes over what was supposed to be the allotted extra added time. Scored a goal, took it away. Morocco has a big upset against the Argentine team.
Well, and apparently some fans were throwing fireworks onto the field.
Yeah, it wasn't a great.
That's rude.
It wasn't the players time. Were all jumping like, "Oh my God, we're under fire here!"
And I've seen, and I'm literally on episode. I don't know what episode it is of Band of Brothers now. That is an exhausting show.
It is
the amount of explosions and bullets. People getting killed and just like. When is this war going to be over? When are you going to let the Easy Company off? Can they get a break?
No, the Easy Company got no breaks.
Why don't they not give the Easy Company a break? And then I see all these explosions, and then they're throwing fireworks on the field. I don't blame those players for being nervous.
Yeah.
They could have thought it was
and did you
an
see
explosion
the
from the Germans.
Dell, did you see the offside that they called, the VAR?
No.
Oh, my gosh. He's got half of it. Like his toes are just past.
That's the rules.
It's the rule. I get it. It's the rule. But it's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
Anyway,
that's offside.
Ridiculous anyway.
That's offside. What's the difference between in Wimbledon when they go to the little thing, the replay, and they show where it's on the line? If it's out, it's out.
It's out. It's out.
You're offside, you're offsides.
Yeah. But it has to be before the guy kicks the ball. Are you sure that that's exactly before the guy kicked the ball? He been made the pass? Okay. There's a little bit more to it than
you
that.
You don't care enough.
I don't really care about this. I don't really care enough. Yeah. But Argentina got screwed, and people were throwing
fireworks.
Did
they get screwed? Or did the rules just
an hour later,
hey,
you took a goal away?
Well, the match was suspended because of all the things you're talking about, so they couldn't finish.
How could it be suspended? It was 106 minutes in.
Well, they kept the players in the stadium, told the fans to get out of there,
yeah,
and they were going to restart it, obviously, with the game tied 2-2. Turns out it was actually 2-1, so even if you're checking on an app or something, the game just said suspended. It didn't say it was over. Even if you checked in an hour after your last check-in, oh, the game's still suspended. Turns out it's not 2-2 anymore. It's 2-1.
2-1.
Game over.
Sorry. Good thing there weren't fans in there. But
it would have been maybe a riot, yeah.
You know what's not ugly is TPC Industrial. Houston's rather. And Archie, he's got beautiful hair. It's ridiculous. He's got black hair. Arch, stop already with it, okay? Stop.
Stop
using
what?
The Grecian, okay? Get off the Grecian formula. Here's the deal, and he says he doesn't, but I don't know. Here's the deal is those guys are awesome at what they do. They are getting you, if you're in the PVF or hose and fitting industry, these are guys for you, okay? Pipes, valves, fittings, flanges, forged steel, couplings, hoses, and more. Thousands of pieces in stock. Any part you need, stocked or not, they can get it. If you're looking for a particular item, give TPC Industrial a call today. Rapid delivery. Their trucks are going to get to your location as soon as possible. They got interstate access to deliver across the country. Doesn't matter where you are or where your job is. If you're running a job from here that's in another state and you can't get the supplies that you need, call TPC Industrial. They'll get them to you. They'll get there and get there on time so your guys aren't sitting around wasting time and you're wasting your money. You trust TPC with all of your PVF needs, okay? If your current PVF provider can't find you the part you need, can't get it to your job site on time, call TPC Industrial today. 346-226-3866. 346-226-3866 or tpcindl.com.